Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get select Post cereal or Kroger peanut butter for $1.49 each with a digital coupon. And we've lowered prices. Save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast. It is yours truly, the Bear of Texas. First things first, ladies and gentlemen, I need to apologize that this episode is a little bit late. Furthermore, I need to apologize to Mr. Braverman and to Mr. Ricky Wickwitch because I am doing this episode on my own. I sincerely apologize to those two fine gentlemen because they have been huge and important to the show. The reason why I'm doing this on my own is because lately there's just been a lot of drama that I've been dealing with personally. And, well, I'll leave it at that. I've just been dealing with a lot. So I apologize to those two for not having them on because I know that we were probably planning on, you know, doing one episode with Mr. Braverman and Ricky on the post-Survivor Series thing, but I just think for the time being, because of everything, you know, going on with me, it's better for me to just go on my own for now. Also, unfortunately, I have to announce that Ringside Chaos content will no longer be on YouTube. This is much of the disappointment to Ricky. Now, this is not a permanent thing. Right now, it's probably just temporary. YouTube has just been I've just had a lot of issues, and it pertains to what I've been going through a lot lately, so everything is just going to remain on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio, and wherever you get your podcast. So, I just wanted to get those out of the way. Now, the post-Survivor Series vibes have begun. Now, I know I'm actually a little bit early because we haven't seen what happens on SmackDown yet, so there very likely will be an episode based on how things go. But the Raw after Survivor Series, boy, was it great. To be honest with you, I don't even know where to start. Now, frankly, usually, as part of the normal routine, we preview and recap shows, but I'm trying to make some changes a little bit because you see all sorts of pro wrestling podcasts preview and recap shows, and I want to try to do something a little bit different. Not that I'm trying to knock those who do that. I just want my show to do things a little bit differently as far as discussing professional wrestling. Now, what happened on Raw, obviously, the in-ring segment between Seth Rollins and CM Punk, the in-ring segment between Sami Zayn and Seth Rollins, the match, the main event, Seth Rollins versus Sami Zayn, what happened with the New Day, oh my goodness, and the return of a certain individual, which we'll get to. Man, these fallouts from these major pay-per-views are unique and one-of-a-kind. From WrestleMania, the Royal Rumble, SummerSlam, Survivor Series, the Raw and SmackDown after those main events, after those premier live events, I should call them, because technically they're no longer pay-per-views. They should be considered called pay-per-views. But the post-Raw fallouts and everything like that, it's absolutely unbelievable. So, again, I don't even know where to start as far as this goes. Now, obviously, there's the program between Finn Balor and Gunther, the current World Heavyweight Champion. There will actually be a match with that, and actually on Raw, Gunther actually face off with Dirty Dominic Mysterio, much to the disappointment of Mr. Braverman, because we all know Mr. Braverman is not a fan of Dirty Dom. So, anyway, well, I gotta be honest. I mean, this will definitely bother Brav a little bit, but look, Dirty Dom actually, you know, had some good moments in this match. I mean, hey, Dirty Dom is actually a very talented worker. I'm willing to admit it because he is, and Dirty Dom as the heel knows how to get that significant heel heat. In other words, Dirty Dom, whether you like him or not, is good at his job. So, now, after, see how Gunther actually was attacked by Finn Balor, you know, like that, I mean, honestly, I mean, that message to Dirty Dom about, you know, watch and learn, I mean, that was something. So, yeah, so we will see Finn Balor versus Gunther. So I wouldn't be surprised if Damian Priest, you know, turn about his fair play, Damian Priest ends up costing Finn Balor the match. Obviously, that's what we would love to see. Now, Finn Balor versus Gunther for the World Heavyweight title is actually going to take place on December 14th at Saturday night's main event, which actually takes place in both Mr. Braverman and Mr. Wickwitch's backyard in Long Island, New York. So the whole thing with Gunther, and Finn and Dominic and Priest. So, you know, we saw Dirty Dom versus Gunther and then what Finn Balor did. So, you know, of course, there was a frustration that Finn Balor felt that he deserved a match and whatnot. And then Gunther even told him backstage, you know, Dirty Dom deserves the match because Dirty Dom has beaten Damian Priest, unlike you. I mean, it's typical stuff like that. So, to be honest with you, sometimes it's almost as if Gunther all of a sudden is showing some slight signs of a face turn. But now Gunther will eventually turn face, but I'm just not sure when. But, you know, but I got to say, the match between Gunther and Dominic Mysterio, not too bad. And again, Finn Balor versus Gunther at Saturday night's main event. And I expect Damian Priest to cost Finn Balor the match, you know, because Finn has cost Damian Priest the match twice. Finn has cost Priest the title twice, you know, at SummerSlam and, of course, you know, just recently at Survivor Series. So, you know what? So I think, you know, they're building up a program to see Finn Balor versus Damian Priest at WrestleMania. I mean, we saw it at Bad Blood, but you know what? We could very likely see it again. But if we see Finn Balor versus Damian Priest at WrestleMania, it shouldn't just be a regular match. It's got to be something huge, like no holds barred, I quit match, Hell in a Cell. Who knows? So get started with that. Now, Seth Rollins versus CM Punk. Well, you know, CM Punk versus Seth Rollins, clearly now it's obvious this is going to happen. And this is going to happen at WrestleMania, Seth Rollins versus CM Punk. So now they're built. I mean, this particular storyline and rivalry, it's been building up ever since CM Punk returned at Survivor Series a year ago. So, but now it's really starting to really... See, at this point, the foundations of this rivalry or this particular storyline, that's complete. We're past the foundation. So now it's time to take things to the next level. So, of course, you know, CM Punk comes out to open the show, talks about the road to WrestleMania. I believe he mentioned the Royal Rumble. Of course, Seth Rollins interrupts. And, of course, there's the verbal exchange. I mean, what else would you expect between Seth Rollins and CM Punk in the ring? When it's not a match. So, of course, it did end up turning into a brawl. And if I remember correctly, CM Punk told Seth Rollins that as far as the my future goes, you are not part of it or something like that. So, basically, CM Punk dismissing Seth Rollins and Seth Rollins feeling disrespected, yada, yada, yada. I mean, what else would you see between two true masters in the art of professional wrestling? So... I think even CM Punk referred to Seth Rollins as kid, so that's obviously a slap to the face of Seth Rollins, considering, you know, he's been, you know, he's a veteran in the business, so, but still, you know, it's part of the storyline, so, you know, that's how he goes to kind of build it up, so CM Punk opening the show with a promo was great, and of course, Seth Rollins becoming a part of it was huge as well, and then again, as I said, I think, you know, when Punk and Rollins started brawling, Jey Uso and Sami Zayn came out, so... But then after that, we saw an in-ring segment between Seth Rollins and Sami Zayn, and Sami Zayn telling Seth Rollins, you created the monster that is Roman Reigns when he put a chair through his back 10 years ago. And then Seth Rollins says, well, you know what? You should be looking in the mirror because about 2 years ago, you did the same. So, yeah. So I love that. So how Zayn tells Rollins, you know, you did this 10 years ago. And then Rollins says, well, you did it too, and you did it just recently. So, yeah, pure entertainment. So, of course, I think, you know, as part of it, obviously Seth Rollins expressed his major disappointment against Punk, Jey Uso, and Zayn for teaming up with the Tribal Chief. So, of course, Sami Zayn versus Seth Rollins turned out to be the main event, which was another great match. So... Man, so to be honest with you, the in-ring segments between Rollins and Punk was great, and then Sami Zayn and Rollins, I mean, amazing as well. I mean, that's just the perfect way to start the show, and I'm absolutely amazed. I'm so grateful. As far as I'm concerned, you know, I probably should have started it with this because, you know, at the Survivor Series show, the predictions, you know, unfortunately, most of my major predictions didn't come true. Tiffany Stratton didn't cash in, although she teased it. CM Punk did not turn heel and align himself with Paul Heyman. And then The Rock, you know, The Rock never came out. So, you know what? I should have started out actually the show by saying that, but here I am because, you know, again, I'm so excited to get this. And again, with the kind of week and everything I've been going through lately, I'm just really trying to stop having such negative and stressful thoughts in my head. As of this Monday, ladies and gentlemen, I became a new person. Now, I'm not going to get into that. Unless you're like that, but yeah, we're not going to get into that. And I assure you, it's nothing bad. But, so yeah, as I say, I had Punk turning heel and, you know, aligning himself with Paul Heyman. Although, you know, there's still that favor as far as we all know. So, Paul Heyman or Roman, you know, owes CM Punk a favor. I forget which of the two, but I remember after the match, I think Paul Heyman, as he's hugging CM Punk, says, you know, it's yours, name it. And then so, I'm not sure what that favor is. I mean, to be honest with you, I'm starting to feel like either the favor could be, okay, well, we're going to see Seth Rollins versus CM Punk regardless, because I'm sure Roman Reigns would care less, because Roman Reigns right now has no business with Seth Rollins. I'm sure that's what the Tribal Chief would say. But I think the favor is, Roman says, I want Paul Heyman by my side. But who knows? So right now, all we know is CM Punk is owed a favor. So, I wanted to mention that. As far as The Rock coming out at the end of the show, yeah, I mean, that was a little, that was a little disappointing. But going back to briefly to the takeaways, you know, according to BR Report, I'm glad that BR Report reminds me. You know, I love how, as part of Punk's Road to WrestleMania thing, he mentions, you know, you can finish your story and whatnot. So, you know, some would say this could be a potential clash. You know, according to Bleacher Report, this could be a potential match with between CM Punk and Cody Rhodes or Cody. And hey, that'd be awesome. Hey, why not CM Punk versus Seth Rollins versus Cody? Why not? Why not make it a triple threat match? Why not? Right? Although I'm sure some would prefer CM Punk versus Seth Rollins and you know, one on one. But if the storyline makes it, if the storyline allows it, and if it makes sense through the storyline, CM Punk versus Seth Rollins versus Cody, hey, I'm okay with that because there's a history between Rollins and Cody, right? Yeah. So, and you know, when Rollins told Punk, and I quote, "I really should have knocked your ass out the same day you came back to WWE," unquote. And as I said, yeah, Seth Rollins was called Kid by Punk, here's the quote, "I know where I'm going, I know what I want, and Kid, you ain't it." Man. Wow. Again, what an amazing way to start the show. So I think I think as part of it, also, I believe the tournament for the WWE Women's Intercontinental Championship match started this week, but I don't really know too much about it. I think... So I'm gonna kind of skip that and skip that. Although I know that Dakota Kai actually won a triple threat match between Shayna Baszler and Katana Chance. So other than that, I'm not too sure. I know. And speaking of Dakota Kai, I could have sworn that Monday night was the first time we saw her in months. I mean, I think she had been out injured. I mean, I hadn't been too sure what had become of Dakota Kai. So. Anyway, we'll see. So, but of course, now I should mention the 10-year anniversary of the New Day. Boy, 10 years, 10 years, a decade, and it comes down to this: I'll never forget when the New Day debuted and how huge it became with the merch, the commercials, everything. I mean. One of the biggest regrets that I have in life right now is that I never went out to buy a box of the Bootio cereals, because if I had the same mentality that I do now, I would have bought a box of Bootios and I would keep it sealed, because I know that that's an artifact. Ladies and gentlemen, if you know where I can get one that's sealed, never been opened, a box of Bootio cereal, might as well just try to invest in it. But now is probably not the time, because again, of, you know, what I'm going through in life. But what I'm trying to say is the New Day has been amazing. Now, Yeah, I think the story is that first, if I'm correct, I mean, I might be wrong, but this is banter between wrestling fans and these wrestling sources and whatnot, but it's often believed that the New Day, that creative wasn't sure how it would go, but they still decided to take a high-risk gamble, and they went with it, and boy, did it pay off. The New Day, of course, you know, that long reign as tag team champions, you know, that started at SummerSlam of 2015, lasted till Roadblock of 2016. Now, you know, them, I think, starting off with the gospel thing, and then of course, you know, it kind of changed, but then it got better and better and better. You know, when Big E broke his neck in 2022, which was brutal, man, you know, the New Day is just, you know, to say that it was a success is a major understatement. So Big E made his return, and, you know, because, you know, lately, as of late, Kofi and Xavier Woods had not been on the same page. There's been some arguments and whatnot. So obviously, like, you know, on the 10-year anniversary, Big E comes back and says that he would be back here to manage the team. And at first, it looks as though the New Day is standing strong. You know, everything's going to be okay. Boom. It happens. I'm not going to lie, ladies and gentlemen. That segment, Xavier Woods and Kofi betraying, lashing out, and berating Big E for, quote, putting himself first at the expense of them, or as Bleacher Report would say, at the expense of the Brotherhood. Man, I mean, Xavier Woods and Kofi, well, they did what they had to do. As far as this heel turn goes, they did what they had to do. And keep in mind, Big E's, I'll definitely get into that, but man, I'll be honest with you. This particular segment after Kofi and Xavier bashing and, you know, burying and berating Big E, I mean, hey, a lot of fans admitted that this made them cry. Hey, I'm not going to admit, I teared up. And you know what? The fact that we all were emotional about it, what does that mean? That means that Kofi and Xavier did their job. It worked. So, boy, you know, and the fact that how Big E says how, you know, man, you know, at the end, the way they closed it, I think, you know, Woods told Kingston, it's just us now. So clearly, Kofi and Xavier are obviously on the same page, but, and nobody expected, you know, the New Day to go heel on Big E. To be honest with you, see, I always thought that if there was a member of the New Day that would actually turn on the group, I always thought it would be Xavier Woods. Why Xavier Woods? I'm not entirely sure, but I just somehow always thought that Xavier Woods would be the one to betray the group. You know, like the Shield. Like when the Shield, you know, like 10 years ago, when Seth Rollins betrayed the Shield, I always thought that it would be Dean Ambrose, who of course is now Jon Moxley in AEW and New Japan. I always expected Moxley, or, you know, Ambrose, as he was known in WWE, I expected Ambrose to be the one to betray the Shield, not Rollins. So, you never know. You never know how things could turn out. I mean, again, that's the beauty of professional wrestling. So, you know, the fact that even, you know, they dismissed the fact that Big E had a broken neck, hasn't wrestled since. It's unclear if he's ever going to be medically cleared. Xavier Woods even said, stop teasing everybody. We all know you'll never be medically cleared. Of course, you'll, as Big E says, like that, you know, he broke his neck, and they say, well, Stone Cold Steve Austin broke his neck, and he came back. Kurt Angle broke his neck, you know, and then came back. Of course, they also mentioned Adam Copeland, who was, of course, known as Edge in WWE. So, man. They said they all came back, and I think they even mentioned that they did it on their own. It's not like they had somebody to come back to. I mean, well, they had the fans to come back to, and of course, their coworkers. But we all know the point, so. So, wow, yeah, legitimately emotional, but hey, I think this is the step in the right direction. 10 years, and this is what it came down to within the New Day. Man, I never would have expected it, never, but it happened. Again, that's the beauty of the art of professional wrestling. You expect something, but you get something different, but it positively impacts you, even if there's a little bit of negativity in it. Again, It's all storytelling. You know, how many times have we been told stories, like in a film, something that we never expected would happen, happens. And this is just the beginning as far as this point of New Day. So, hey, let's just see how the story plays out. You know, and I'll never forget, also, I should mention that, you know, when Big E tells Kofi, 10 years ago, you were mulling retirement because you had the passion beaten out of you. Woods, 10 years ago, you and I were almost fired. And that's what Big E said. And, of course, Big E, what we built means something to a lot of people. And I'm going to tell you, Xavier Woods being so cold and callous in this heel turn, I mean, again, he did what had to be done. If you're going to turn heel, you might as well be extremely cold and callous towards somebody that you once considered to be not only your best friend, but your brother. So Woods tells him, E, you left us. Yeah, you broke your neck. You broke your neck. So what? We didn't change. We didn't evolve at our own deficit for you. Man, very, very cold, callous, and calculating. Man, of course, you know, this particular thing also bled out on Twitter because Big E's girlfriend did not mince words. Now, again, this is just, this, you know, hey, it has to be done. So Big E's girlfriend, you know, did not mince words on Twitter, or, you know, X as it's now called. So, you know, I should mention how as part of the berating, they mentioned that, you know, the Big E left them. You know, they didn't allow his recovery to be an excuse. They mentioned that he chose a desk job over them. Again, you know. Typical heel banter. So, Big E's girlfriend, you know, on Twitter mentioned when she and Big E bought their home, she was excited to have the two boys over. That she mentioned she was, what she said, and I quote, "I was mentally planning to make two different meals to accommodate at True Kofi's vegan ass and Austin Creed wins his childish ass palate. But since y'all want to be ungrateful crybaby ass bitches, y'all can choke," unquote. So again, it's part of the story. So of course, Big E's girlfriend's going to be part of it, and she's going to take to it on social media. Not to mention, Xavier Woods even actually responded to the tweet saying that he, you know, dodged a bullet. So, man. Oh, boy. Even, you know, Kofi Kingston actually posted a picture of himself on a plane, you know, mentioning that, you know, it's a new day. Yes, it is. So, man. Man, brutal, but hey, it has to be done this way. I mean, it's to make it's got to be done. Now all of a sudden, okay. Well, I think, you know, she even said a tweet like, "I can't believe y'all reported that tweet." I'm not too sure what to make of it, but man, it's brutal. It's absolutely brutal, but hey, has to be done. Totally has to be done, man. Of course, you know, family has to get involved, but yeah, I mean, I'm not sure who tweeted, no, as far as, well, as far as who, like that, I'm not sure, so, well, anyway, should probably, move on. So, yep, that's it, and as far as the New Day goes, well, you know, like that, we'll see what the story plays out. Well, let's talk about who made his return, because again, the main event of this show, Seth Rollins versus Sami Zayn. Well, great match, and of course, Seth Rollins went over, which is no surprise. Now, I think, you know, Seth Rollins actually, I think, teased the heel turn a couple of times. Now, we all know Seth Rollins is, if it's going to be Seth Rollins versus CM Punk at this point, if it's going to be at WrestleMania, then look, if CM Punk would have turned heel, it would have happened at Survivor Series. So now, because it did not happen at Survivor Series, if CM Punk is to turn heel, it's not going to be until after WrestleMania. It's got to be until after this particular feud with Seth Rollins is done. So I would imagine that Seth Rollins is the heel in the rivalry with CM Punk. So I think, as far as I'm concerned, as I said, the match between Rollins and Zayn was great, but of course, what happened at the end, of course, is Drew McIntyre came back, delivered a claymore to Sami Zayn, and of course, you know, early in the show, Jey Uso was attacked backstage. Well, I think we all know now who's responsible for attacking Jey Uso. Mm-hmm. Yep. Drew McIntyre. Oh, boy. But of course, So I think, as far as I'm concerned, after that, you know, Rollins took advantage of the situation. So that's what teased the potential heel turn. So, man. But as far as Drew McIntyre goes, where does he go from here? Because if we're gonna see Rollins versus Punk, then I'm calling it now. Drew McIntyre versus Sami Zayn is gonna happen at WrestleMania. So, or some would say it could be Drew McIntyre versus Jey Uso. I mean, I don't know, but if I were to bet on it, I would actually bet on Drew McIntyre versus Sami Zayn at WrestleMania. So, because again, as far as I'm concerned, yeah, Drew McIntyre and Punk. I mean, that's done. It ended in that brutal Hell in a Cell. So, who knows? So right now, honestly, right now, you know, we're already on the road to WrestleMania 41. Now the Roy, it also starts out of the Royal Rumble. Like, no, oh no, the road to WrestleMania starts after Survivor Series, because, you know, we got to build up the Royal Rumble. So, as far as who wins the Royal Rumble this year, I don't even have a prediction yet. I don't even know if I'm going to have a legitimate prediction, but I can tell you that we're going to see Seth Rollins versus CM Punk at WrestleMania. We're going to see Drew McIntyre versus Sami Zayn. So these are a couple of predictions. As far as everything else goes, of course, as far as the New Day, I would imagine Kofi and Xavier will probably feud with a team that's in support of Big E. Of course, you know, speaking of support for Big E, Hobbs of AEW actually expressed his support for Big E. So, of course, you know, powerhouse Hobbs is you know, working for AEW. So, as far as I'm concerned, yeah, I mean, obviously Big E is going to continue to feud with his former brethren, and I can't even I said brethren, I should say. Mispronounced it, but brethren. But I would imagine it's going to be against a team that, you know, that's probably going to be managed by Big E. And you know what? In terms of Mr. Braverman, could you imagine if this whole thing's a swerve at WrestleMania? Big E reunites with the New Day, and it was all a ruse. I mean, Mr. Braverman mentioned that for Survivor Series, he predicted that the Bloodline would become one again, and then The Rock would come out, and then they would all look at the crowd and say, and specifically at the camera, and say, "We fooled you all." So, hey, who knows? But as far as I'm concerned, well, you never know. You never know. Ladies and gentlemen, you can find Ringside Chaos on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Pandora. Unfortunately, new content will not be on YouTube. I'm not sure how long it's going to be, but for now, I'm going to take a break from posting stuff on YouTube because it's just been a lot for me. It's been too much, and it's really, really affected me. So I apologize if you're disappointed, specifically to one of my biggest supporters, Uncle Mad. But right now, I'm just doing what's best for me and for best of the show, and of course, as far as my mental health goes and everything else. So I'm sorry to disappoint some of you, but you know what? The show's on Spotify, it's on Apple, it's on iHeartRadio. You know what? It's still out there. I'll never quit podcasting. That will never happen. So thank y'all very, very much. Y'all have a good one. And God bless.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get select Post cereal or Kroger peanut butter for $1.49 each with a digital coupon. And we've lowered prices. Save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.